Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. And I wanted to talk to you today about face masks. Yeah, because we know that in England, at any rate, Boris Johnson has now said that these are pretty much gone. No one needs to wear them anymore. There's no legal requirement to wear face masks. And it's been interesting to look at the response north of the border in Scotland and also elsewhere as well. So we see, for example, that today Scotland lifts basically a lot of its Omicron restrictions. So the vast majority of things have opened today. Nightclubs reopen, social distancing rules and indoor venues and events are scrapped. The number of limits and the number of households allowed to meet have been limited. Meanwhile, Scots will be able to order a drink while standing at a bar, with table service requirements also scrapped. It also, COVID infections have tumbled since the new year. So that's fallen. So, but one of the strange things is in Scotland, the work from home guidance will continue until at least February. And Sturgeon has suggested that it's possible that the need to wear masks may continue for years. So she's also, by the way, been talking about the need, of course, to continue to get boosters, although she has said there'll be no extension to the vaccine passport scheme, although it was considered. But I noticed she hasn't scrapped the vaccine passport scheme. She hasn't done that. And similarly, she said that she was asked, can she see people wearing masks for months or years to come in Scotland? She says, I hope not. I don't want any of these measures to be in place for any longer than are necessary. But masks are something we can do. None of us enjoy wearing them. She's lying. But they are perhaps not the biggest handicap to endure in order to try to stem transmission. So she's suggesting that England is the outlier here, not Scotland, Wales, or Northern Ireland. And the reason for that is that Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland similarly seem to want to hang on to the masks. So does the Irish Republic. They talk about, I saw the Irish Prime Minister, Micheál Martin, talking about, it's spring is coming, we need to get out and smell the fresh air. Enjoy our lives. Yeah, but wear a mask. And the same in Scotland, the same in Wales, the same in Northern Ireland. And that's because all of these regions, they know that masks are, the wearing of face muzzles is essential to keeping a degree of fear going. If there's no masks, there's no fear. If there's no fear, then they simply cannot continue to bully us. And people are less likely to go along with it. And that's why Nicola Sturgeon is happy to take away all the restrictions, or pretty much all the restrictions, but at the same time, keep in place the COVID passports so she can use them again. And also keep the masks going all the time. Never stop the masks. Same here in Northern Ireland, same in Wales, same in Ireland. Only in England will people, I think, by and large, take off their masks and just dump them. Now, don't you think it's strange that there is this obsession with the masks? There really is. Like the Scottish Conservative Shadow Cabinet Secretary, Murdo Fraser, said Nicola Sturgeon still can't bring herself to admit the restrictions she imposed were unnecessary. He's right. Of course they were unnecessary. He goes on to say, the SNP are too quick to impose COVID rules, but far too slow in getting funding to businesses. No, that's not the question. The rules shouldn't have been imposed in the first place. What Sturgeon has to say echoes that which Drakeford has to say, and namely that they're all saying that it's Boris that's gone a bit bonkers because he has had to remove everything, and they just don't like this. So Sturgeon wants you masked, Drakeford wants you masked. I think the Northern Irish executive probably want you masked as well. The Irish want you masked. So it's like they're trying to move society to this new dystopian world whereby it's normal to walk around and never see your face. That's what, and they don't even have the excuse of COVID anymore, really, because Omicron's proven to be an absolute busted flush. So there's no logical reason why anyone should wear a mask now. In fact, there's never been a logical scientific reason why anyone should ever wear a mask. But people were essentially propagandized into wearing it, and some of them love it. Some people love wearing masks. That's the truth of the matter. I think it gives them some sort of virtue signaling inner glow. And therefore, they don't want to take their masks off. So when Sturgeon says, no, I think maybe we need to keep wearing masks, I think she's speaking for a majority of the mask-wearing fanatics out there who are determined, if they possibly can, to, you know, to keep the keep these muzzles on their face. Even though it doesn't do them any good, even though it doesn't work, doesn't matter. It gives them an ability to separate themselves from other people. It certainly shows that none of them are pure bloods. And most of the people, by the way, wearing masks at this point, in fact, I think, you know, the overwhelming number of people wearing masks will be the triple jabbed. Pure bloods don't wear masks. They certainly shouldn't wear masks. I've never worn a mask and I won't ever be wearing a mask. Why is that? Because I'm not scared of the common cold, folks. I don't care about it. I don't think, you know, now we see the data on COVID. It's vindicated everything some of us so-called conspiracy theorists have been saying. We know the numbers are inflated. We know the death rates are completely topsy-turvy. We know that the average age of death, the age of death from COVID is 82. Well, you know, I'm old, but I'm not quite that old. And even if I was 82, I'd be thinking, yeah, but that's 1 year above the average lifespan of in the UK. So really and truly, we have nothing to fear. Then we should take our masks off. And because that's so sensible, the fanatics, the tyrants like Sturgeon, like Drakeford, they want you to stay masked. Thanks for listening.